2, can you hear me, Jen?
Can be heard on the bridge.
Thanks. We are just waiting for people to come back from coffee because it's downstairs in a different place. So we'll start in another minute or two when Patrick returns. Okay, we're going to get started again. And we're just going to spend a couple more minutes on the transition proposal. There is mail on the mailing list from Patrick that has a suggestion for the history/background. So I will turn it over to Patrick.
Thank you very much. So Lynn and I sat down and took on the action item immediately and try and rewrote the section, the second paragraph, and suggest on the basis of Joe that proposed this to be more history background. It's not part of the process. So what we did was that we copied from what Lynn and I wrote earlier, and we tried to see what is not added later on regarding cooperation and coordination. There are a couple of things that we would like to point out. First, as this is not process, we discussed the wording of communities and operational communities, and we find that our first suggestion is, in this text, we should not talk about operation communities. We just talk about communities, because operation community is something that we as ICG discovered based on the input from IB. That's the beginning of the process section. And that's why I talk about communities here. It's also the case that there are other communities than IETF, RIRS, and ICANN that ask IANA to do things like W3C, and there could be other communities as well. So we try to talk in general terms. The next point we would like to make is in the second paragraph, the second last sentence. It reads, each such resource is operated under a policy defined by a specific community. So a new thing that you have not seen. We try to point out that IANA is actually taking care of multiple things. Each one of them is under a policy defined by one community. And then there's not so much to say about the rest of it. We just copied it in, and then Joe just suggested that the last paragraph is actually redundant with the coordination and collaboration text later on, which we agree with. It ended up being there just we wanted to have an end of the history background thing, and this might then be a paragraph that should be written differently. Or maybe it's not needed at all. Maybe it's enough to just say the web of relationships, blah, 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 done. So that's the story behind and how the text ended up being as it is.
Thank you for this. I think this is really helpful. I have a couple of questions. One question is, I agree with you about not using what I guess has become this term of art, communities, in this because it's later introduced, but it does appear in the fourth paragraph. Was that, you did not mean to do that?
In that, it's a mistake. It's an editing mistake in that case.
Okay. Okay, that's my first question. My next question is, the last paragraph, as you say, is actually, I had incorporated most of it into paragraphs 55 to 58. So I'd rather it be in one place or the other and not both. I don't really care which place. Okay.
So I suggest in that case we remove it. So I'm currently adding the text, by the way, as an information area, and I will send a new version. So the last paragraph is removed.
Okay. And then my last question is, in the third paragraph, when I had tried to adapt this for the proposal, I had done some editing, just like ISI is not expanded, like new to this, do you really know what ISI is? I had elided the Terranode word because, again, like, what is the Terranode contract? Like, it's given out of context. So are you okay with some of those edits, or you'd rather stick with as it is here?
I am spelling out what you did with ISI, so I think I would change that. I didn't really think about it. More consciously, I did keep the Terranode contract because from my personal perspective, I think it's important that it was really a contract between the US government and ISI, not only a research project, even though it was only a footnote and that's what I'm trying to say. Then that it was named Terranode doesn't really matter, but it was really a contract, and I would like to, in that case, to have the change be made in that direction.
I guess I just feel that we either need to explain what Terranode is or not use the word Terranode. So
in that case, I'm happy with not using the word Terranode, but I would like to say research cont object.
Okay. And you make that change in your version. Okay, thanks. Now we have a queue. Joe and then Caboose. Go ahead, Joe.
Thank you, Joe Alida, for the record. I think that's great. I think it's very helpful. I agree with Alyssa's edits. The only thing, Patrick, that I had all suggested to add to the last sentence of the next to last paragraph, not just say a web of relationships, but also ad hoc mechanism coordination. So this way we touch on both topics, know that the coordination is not something new. It's something that has existed over time, and highlighting that it's ad hoc means that there isn't a fixed method of coordination.
That is noted. Thank you.
Bruce.
Yes, thank you, Patrick. I almost agree with you with respect to the reference community. However, since about a year, we are talking of operational community. I suggest that after community, you add including operational community as referred to somewhere. Because the people, they said that we have talked about operational community many, many times, webinars, discussions, ICANN, IC, CCWG, and all of a sudden, we go to, I agree with you, but let us, at least the first time appears you put that one. Is harmless totally.
Let me ask you a follow-up question. I do fully agree with you that we should use as few terms as possible. Terminology is important. My question to you is, definition of operational communities in this document is in the following section that talks about process. So my question to you is it okay to mention the term operational community here, which we first time we use the term, and then have a forward reference to a later section? To me, that was confusing, and that's why I rather used a different term, and then you come down to process where we mention where the term operation community is coming from. So when you say we should have a reference, my direct question is, are you okay with a forward reference in the document?
What I'm saying is, as long as we have a reference to the operational community, it will be okay. But at the first time, we have not saying that this exclude that one or this is. So I want to make a link in the remaining part of the report talking about operational community and the first time that the term community appears in any way that you wish you put that, either in an including operational community as referred to in following paragraph or any other style that you want to do.
Thank you. Let me. I'll try to find a way to handle that. Thank you,
Daniel.
Thank you, Alyssa. I agree with all the suggestions so far, and more importantly, I agree with having this level of detail in paragraph two. I think we need that for the uninitiated. I have one additional suggestion, just to make the language clearer, is to drop the term resource totally and replace it by registry, so we only talk about registries. It makes it more clear.
Noted.
Russ Mundy.
Russ Mundy for the record. Much as I hate to disagree with Daniel, I'm going to have to disagree with Daniel. These are a mechanism for storing the information, and the important part is the information itself, and they're the unique identifiers. So we need to figure out a way to say it clearly and accurately. And I agree that registries are the term of practice that's used within this community, but it's not widely at all outside of this community. So we need to figure out how to clearly say that. And I hope we can do a little bit of quick editing of this on the mail list and about it more to get to closure on Thursday, because I think it is a very important section, and we'll add a deal of context for folks that have not been involved for a long time. I think we do need it, and this is about the right degree of detail, and I think we need to work hard at getting the words accurate.
Patrick Feldschmidt, let me ask a clarifying question, Russ. Was your point that you find it being important to distinguish between the shared resource is coordinated via a registry where is recorded how the shared resources is shared? That's your point, right?
My point in terms of especially the terminology used here. I'm not shared resources, I don't think is actually a of it, because the resources themselves collectively have to be identified in such a manner that they are not inadvertently used by more than one party. And so use the term shared resources if you're talking about the total set, then they are shared. But it really is a unique resource assigned to each one. So shared itself is a somewhat misleading word if you're not part of our inside community. So uniquely identified resource, uniquely identified. But that may not be the best term for the broad community.
Alan.
Alan Barrett. If we're writing a history section, I'm wondering if we should add a few dates to it, like the date when John Postel started the function, the date it was moved to ISA.
Noted. Let me try to add that to the text and mark the registry resources parts, and then I will send out a new text in the Word format so we can do a red line passing around. And still people in the queue, so let's go through and then,
No one else in the queue. So that's the plan. You will do that. Patrick will send it in Word and edit a little bit more on it. And let us finalize that. We're good to go on the transition proposal. Oh, I guess the other thing I was thinking, so there's now also email from Daniel about how we describe tenancy. I think if people should take a look at the email from Daniel, noting that we describe the dependency ways, and please respond to that email based on how the emails come in. I will try to make some edits before Thursday, and we will finalize Friday. Thursday's for a two-hour meeting is starting to get a little crowded. So please take a look. Go ahead.
A short comment. Maybe it's interesting also to have a note to the NETIA document of 98, beginning of transition to ICANN. I don't see.
Okay, that is something that is possible to add, yes.
So let us move on to our next topic, which is the engagement tomorrow. We have the slides. Yeah. So we have an engagement session tomorrow at for 1 hour. And the plan for this engagement session is we want to spend about, let's say, 15 maximum talking to the community about or presenting to the community about the work that we've done. So this is primarily, if we could going, this, so just a very brief view of everything that happened up to the comment period. And then there's a few slides about the comments themselves. Could you scroll down? So you've seen this. This is just a cleaned up version of the slides that we used in Los Angeles. So overview of the comments received. Next. The report for the proposal. There's something wrong with that. With the bring a review of the themes that emerged from the public comments. And then next, a brief review about the relationship between the comments and the NTIA criteria. And then this I intended to fill in after we had our weekend meetings. I think the idea here would be we say we have the final details that we expect to resolve by the end of the week in our remaining meetings, and you know, give the explanation of what we intend to do that we discussed this morning. And then the next one is the ICG status. So this would be where we say that what we agreed to yesterday, that we will remain as a body through into September of year, but that we are thinking about to ask the communities what our role should be as far as, and then we would open it up for Q&A, and our plan is to have the people who took the lead as far as analyzing the public comments and dealing with the matrix to be up on the stage there's, so I think we have agreement from all of those folks. There would be 7 or 8 of us up on the stage during the Q&A period. Comments and thoughts about the engagement session. Daniel in the queue, go ahead, Daniel.
I This is a good plan. The one thing that I have a problem with is that we're going to say that we plan to ask the communities about what our role should be during implementation. I don't think we have consensus that we want to ask that question. Fine with basically saying in the engagement, if anybody wants us to take on another role, sort of in a formal way, in the engagement session, if somebody says, if anybody wants us to take on an additional role, please communicate that to us. That would be fine with me, but we shouldn't say we plan to formally ask the communities. Don't have consensus on that.
Okay. Paul is next.
Yeah, Paul Wilson, for the record. This was discussed previously, and if it's been resolved, then excuse me, but slide that characterises the responses as being either support or in opposition. How are we determining what is support and what is opposition? And do we have, is it the case that those responses that are counted there are explicitly stated as responses in support or in opposition? Or is that some sort of judgment that's been made about the conduct? Because I guess there may be are explicitly stated that way, but if they're not, then it may be better to describe it in some other way. So it's either a case of counting the explicit, the ones that describe themselves as being explicitly in support or opposition, or perhaps talk about it in a different way as a general support or opposition, or something more nuanced than that. It just seems rather polarizing to describe.
So the bit that is missing from this PDF for some reason, although it appears in the PowerPoint, is the green chunk, which is neither support nor oppose. So if it was unclear from reading the comment whether the commenter was generally supportive of the proposal or generally opposed to the proposal going forward, then they landed in the green chunk. So there, that category exists. It's just unfortunately not showing in this display. Yeah.
So, if we've got 61% in support, does that mean that the respondent has said, I support the proposal, and otherwise in opposition that I oppose the proposal? Or is it a judgment that's made on the basis of the content of the comment being sort of supportive or in opposition? I just think if someone has written a response that has three specific complaints about the proposal, that may not mean that it's in opposition. It may be supportive. So I'm just wanting to clarify how we've characterized the...
Yeah, so I guess what I'm saying is if it wasn't clear, then the comment landed in the green chunk. And if it was clear, then they landed in one or the other. Yeah. Okay, and this is exactly what we have in the proposal itself as well. So this isn't like just same graph and calculation that we have in part zero. Okay, I think Cavus was next.
Sorry, I don't have a double connection because I'm between the two meetings. I'm not comfortable to refer that our role. It means that we want to create a role for ourselves. I prefer to say that term of reference and the scope of activity, not role. Should that be trying to invoke something that we are looking for another role than what we have, work and term of reference. Whether we or not we ask or refer to that the community, no opposition or no favor for either of the two, but I not very compared to that our role. I refer term of reference work.
Understood. Makes sense. Mary.
Thank you. Mary, for the records, who's has said what one of the things I wanted to say, and again, I want to ask if the community asks, not us asking, well, if the community asks us what we'll do next, so at least we should know what our response should be. You understand what I'm saying? That we are not asking the community, but at the engagement, and somebody stands up to ask, are you ending your activities or your programs just as soon as you submit? So what should we answer? Thank you.
So I think the answer is that we are remaining constant. We're not disbanding, but we are currently having discussions about what any further scope of our work should be. Manal.
Thank you, Alyssa. Just to seek clarification, I'm sorry I was not in the room yesterday. I noticed that there is an action item that we're drafting questions to the operational communities on the ICG role during the implementation phase, and now I hear that there is no consensus on this, so I'm a bit confused as where we have concluded. I'm sorry I was not in the room. Thank you.
Yeah. So what we asked yesterday is there were some people who want us to invite input from the communities about what if they think they need something from the ICG or if there's a particular role that they want us to play. There were some people who felt that ask an open-ended question, we should, you know, specify there's things we could do, which one of these do you want us to do? There's some people who don't want us to ask at all. So we don't have a clear path forward at the moment, but people are supposed to make their proposals to the mailing list this week, and then we're going to take this up again at the end of the week. So I think that's why, you know, as far as what we can say tomorrow is that it's under discussion, right? We don't have anything really concrete that we can say. Joe.
Thanks, Joe Alita, for the record. Alyssa, my question was just in the green zone of the pie. Is that where we put people who opposed transition conceptually but didn't even comment on the proposal?
No, those people are in the red.
Because I think we may was a they were not in those, I mean, ever, but they, you know, I think because in the summary document kind of highlight those as being treated in a certain way. So I just wonder whether we should represent that there was a group that did that. I don't think it's, I mean, obviously they opposed the concept altogether, so they wouldn't support a proposal, so I don't think it's wrong to keep them in the red, but I just wonder if there's any use in breaking them out.
Be interested in others' thoughts on that. That would involve someone going back and making that determination, so going back to the matrix. Might not be too hard, actually, because I think even in my original annotation, I tried to note who was just opposed to the transition overall. But if you have a thought about that suggestion, put yourself in the floor.
Yeah, thanks, hopefully speaking. Coming back to this implementation question, what I took from yesterday is that there was almost a broad agreement on the question that the initiative from the operational communities and the workload to be done with regard to the implementation is the operational communities. That's what the opinion is, a broader opinion here. I think that should be communicated in that session as well. So this is what I think is a kind of triggering the communities, broader community and the operational communities from our side, that we are of the opinion that the terms of reference towards us should also be a point of discussion their side, and we are keen on well to hear something from their side with regards to that. So I wonder whether we shouldn't do that tomorrow. Thanks.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I think we can be, you know, frank with the community that within the ICG we have a variety of opinions about what the scope of our work should be as regards to implementation, but we have fairly good agreement that the initiative for us doing anything should come from that. Seem fair. Lynn
St. Amour. I do think I agree with Paul's comments that we should back through and scrub them a little bit more. And I'm happy to do that either alone or with you if you've already got something. Because a lot of them said no but gave no reasons, or said no because it wasn't up to the U.S. government to drive this process. And I don't think those are valid also. So anyway, I'm happy to help in any manner.
Can we record an action item for Lynn with glee? that Lynn will go back through the comments. And I think this... and. Let's see, how do we phrase this? To verify and possibly adjust this breakout of support versus opposition, including taking up Joe's suggestion of separating opposition to the proposal and opposition to the whole transition, or Thursday or Friday. Yeah, okay, thank you. Jean-Jacques.
Thanks, Alyssa. This is Jean-Jacques. I hadn't really paid attention to this before, but as it's on a big screen now, I'm obliged to look at it. And it seems very, excuse the pun, very black and white. Having been in the little team which examined each and every public comment, I must say that it's more ambiguous, less affirmative or negative in that sense. So it bothers me a bit that it comes out finally, the end. Neither support nor oppose. I remember there were some comments which start the sex of angels and had nothing to do with the transition of oversight. That, I agree, is a category in itself. And that's, but would there be, I don't have a proposal, but would there be any way of simply pointing out less clear-cut than this?
So I think there, in the proposal itself, there are words to this effect, I think. I'd have to go look. But I mean, I completely agree. It's a question. I think people like to get sense of overall, you know, what was the tenor of the comments, and it's nice to be able to illustrate it, but you lose a lot of scale when you do that. So we don't have to do this framing device for the Los Angeles meeting. You know, we can pull it from the proposal and from the deck, or we can present it but try to words give the surrounding context.
Yes, this is Jean-Jacques. Frankly, I think that at this stage of our work, it would make more sense to have a written comment, a few words, saying that according to our tally, a majority of public comments were clearly in, and a minority or a clear minority, between brackets, less than 30%, was opposed. Something like that. Because the problem with a chart tool aid like this is that some people will remember only that. They'll say, okay, so there's no problem. We have 60%. You know, it's like elections. And some will say, well, an opposition of almost 30% is too important to overlook. So I'd do away with...
Okay. I did just find the word, so let me just... read what is in the proposal. The majority of comments, 61%, were generally supportive of the proposal or expressed qualified support accompanied by questions, requests for clarification, or criticism. The rest of the comments either opposed the proposal or the IANA stewardship transition overall or made no clear indication of either support or opposition. So that's what it says in the proposal, but now it's on the table of whether... So we could say that and present the graphic, or we cannot present the graphic at all. I think those are basically the two. We'll put you back in the queue, Cavus. Daniel is next.
Thank you, Alyssa. I agree with Jean-Jacques that we should not use this graphic, and we should not do this tallying. I think it's a very good idea to add another category that says opposed to the transition in general, and only once done that tally should we consider actually presenting statistics about this. And the same goes for in the proposal. So the amended in the proposal, but we should not present the thing as it stands in tomorrow's session, because I totally agree with Jean-Jacques. That's the thing that people will take away from, and that's not what we want.
Okay. Milton?
Well, I just think that once you get the distinction made between people who are against the transition and people who are actually against the proposal, all of most of these objections, and that we should continue to use pie graph because that clearly conveys the overall thing. Comments who are against having a transition are effectively discounted because, of course, the NDAA has decided to have a transition, and we are conveying the notion of public support to the NTIA. So taking those out of that red zone is fine. Other than that, I don't agree. I'm not even sure I understand why you don't want to show this graphic at all.
Close.
Endorse the three previous speakers.
Well, okay. Milton wants to show it, and Daniel doesn't want to. How do you endorse it?
I think that, let me make clear that I didn't want to oppose to Milton's. I think this visualized diagram may mislead. The position has various aspects. Sometimes maybe partial, sometimes maybe total, and so on and so forth. It is better you have the paragraph or you explain that rather than this one. This might be good for some other purposes, but not in the engagement with the community. Or we're trying to make a sort of publicity for our work that what we have done is supported by. Let's make the paragraph or explain it, part of the paragraph, that within the common received there are various categories of oppositions and so on, but not this diagram. This may be misleading. Correct myself. Thank you.
We have 4 minutes before this meeting is supposed to end, and we have to figure out what to do here. So we could do, based on some of the suggestions in the chat, what we could do, and based on Lynn's availability, is to try to break this thing down into more subcategories, make it more, you know, closer to the granularity of the actual evaluation that we did of the comments. So we would end up with, instead of it looking black and white, it would end up with a few different gradations, you know, support, qualified support, entirely, and, you know, neither of, you know, none of the above. So we could try to do that and turn it around this afternoon and have people take a look at it. And if you really, really can't live with it being shown tomorrow, you could send your opinion to the list. Or we could just scan it all together for tomorrow and, you know, put some bullets on a slide that describe it qualitatively instead. So I'd like to get a sense of which of those two options people would like to pursue. Option one is revise this slide, make it more granular, circulate it on the list this afternoon, and unless anybody screams and says absolutely not, then we'll show it tomorrow. And one. And option two is scrap it right now and just write some qualitative description on this slide. And who is in favor of option one? People in the chat, let me know if you like option one. I have about 9 in support of option one. Who is in support of option two? I feel that the consensus is in favor of option one. Joe says he can go either way. Classic. Okay. So we will put out a revised version of this slide in this afternoon. If you really can't live with it, then send a mail, and we'll put out a different one that doesn't have a graphic on it. Okay? Okay. So we have come to the end of our session. We didn't make it to the public comment summary document. Okay, over here.
Larry here. I'm saying whichever slide we take it, people would still interpret. They'll add the numbers and still make out that there's a 30% opposition. So whether we do it qualitatively or we do it whichever way, those that are sharp will catch it, and they will still raise.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, right? The numbers aren't really going to change. It's just going to be reflected differently. Yeah, okay. So we will take up the summary document on either Thursday or Friday. I really encourage people to review the summary document and send comments to the list, because we haven't had much discussion of it at all. It just came out right before this meeting, and if we are intending to finalize it, people really need to take a look at it. So I had just for Thursday started listing the items that we said that we would get back to, and this list now is somewhat longer, more items from today. So we will come back to the transition proposal, including the implementation inventory. We will come back to this question about our scope of work during the implementation period and other reflections from the ICANN week. We will try to finally get to the summary document. A lot of this is going to bleed on to Friday. My apologies. So it's listed.
In the community, I would have raised the following questions to the ICG. Do you have any date that you submit proposals to NTIA after discussions in ICANN 54? And question two, in view of the extensive discussions in the CCWG and the proposal or comment of the ICANN, do you see to encounter any difficulties to do so? Thank you.
You're saying those are the questions that you expect to receive?
Question is raised, what would be the answer of ICG?
I see. So I think we don't have a specific date, right? That's what we are following closely the process. And I don't think Lynn.
Lynn Sainamore. Just to be clear, I will take a shot at the deadline for revising the gradation of the comments this afternoon and get that back out. But I was going to want to echo what Kavu said, and I was going to say that, you know, I think there's some questions we can anticipate getting from tomorrow, and maybe we should circulate or get some other folks to volunteer to anticipate those questions and circulate some text here so that we're in agreement on some of the questions. You know, what impact do we think the CCWG process is going to have on our timeline? Again, just get some text agreed in terms of responses. So that would be a call for volunteers, I think, to try and identify those questions and the response.
I'm all in favor of that. If people want to do that, that would be a great help, I think. Anything else? Okay. Then we will be back together as a group on Thursday meeting. Oh, Manal, go ahead.
Just referring to Joe's comment in the chat room, asking people to fill the missing parts in the summary report. We have some missing parts in the public comment summary report that we couldn't get the final text for. So if colleagues here are do have this final text ready and can point us to this, we can maybe include it in our discussion on Thursday or Friday. Thank you.
Patrick Feldström, I have got privately some question from ICG members whether we as chairs do believe that we need the meeting time on Friday. Let me just say to all of you that given that we not finish all our work items today and Thursday is only a short work session, we do absolutely think that we need to meet on Friday, although we might end early. So unfortunately, the people asked whether I personally think that they can fly home a day early. I must say no.
Sorry. All right, I think we are done. Thanks, everyone.